Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
Also on Saturday, to make this a strong wagering day, a day for us as racing lovers, is the Caulfield Cup. Leo Schlink is the international reporter for News Limited at Werribee. Morning to you, Leo.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well, mate. A few trainers shattered by draws. I know David Gately's now warming to Vow and Declare. What's the feel like at Werribee this morning?
Yeah, a little bit shell-shocked by some of the draws. 21 for Murder Glass, not ideal, but I think Vow and Declare is also very strong in my thoughts too. Just a perfect draw for Danny O'Brien. I think Danny's going to have a huge day at Coolfoot by the looks of things, but I think the internationals will contend as well, and hard to go past the form line of Murder Glass. It's really imposing, and I'm sure Damien Lane will have a plan that the horse can get back anyway. So I just feel there could be maybe a little bit of echoes of Admire Rackey when we know with his barnstorming run in the Caulfield Cup. Look, this morning, Andrew, a lot of satisfaction around the place simply because some horses who had been previously under an injury cloud have got through their veterinaries this morning.
Okay, so the vets are out from Racing Victoria, and one of those obviously was Red Verdon.
Yeah, so Robin Trevor Jones is very happy with him. He trotted the horse up for Grace Forbes, Racing Victoria. Not an issue. The same for Gold Mount, who earlier in the week had a standing CAT scan done, and all those horses in that barn down the bottom, Murder Glass was the other one. No problems at all. Racing Victoria will keep an eye on the situation, but for Robin, he's been sending in videos of the horse to his vet and also to Racing Victoria. He's completely satisfied that he's fine going into the race.
And what about this horse from Japan that Damien Lane rides? You mentioned Murder Glass there. Barrier 21 on paper obviously comes in four if the emergencies don't get a run, but he's a get-back horse anyway, is he?
He is. I've seen some of his replays, and Andrew, his form at 2,000 metres is just outstanding. He's won to 2,200. But his kick at the end of 2,000 metre races and the times that he's been running, most of them have been in sub 2 minutes, around 1:58. I know they, you know, we all know they race on firm tracks in Japan, but those times it puts him in another league altogether. But he's got to get 2,400, and so I think the wide barrier won't be an issue in the sense that he'll be saved for that really lethal finishing kick that he's got. It's just going to be a matter of luck and for Damien Lane to try and navigate his way past the firing runners.
Yep, understand. It's interesting that they found him, but his 2,400 is just the question mark.
Exactly right, yeah. So, Damien had to convince the Japanese connection. They were expecting 53 kilos, and he ended up with 55, and he had to do some hard talk to get them to come down with a horse they've committed, and he feels like it's the horse they all have to beat. That was before the barrier draw. For him, I think it's probably less important than it might have been for other horses.
Yep, understand. Well, it's an exciting race. We'll get your tip tomorrow morning at about 9:40 on our Sky Sports radio program. Any other snippets of news?
It's all good down at Werribee, Andrew. Excited to see some of the Godolphin runners there as well. I think Saeed Bin Sarua might have something to say in the Gothic Stakes, but yeah, that's all. Mercifully, it's all good. There were some obvious concerns about a couple of horses there in the week, but that's all been allayed now. So, as Robin Trevor Jones says, Andrew, all the time, onwards and upwards.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, we're looking forward to seeing that horse Royal Meeting in the Moongar for Saeed Bin Sarua. It went from a maiden to a Group 1 win.
And has form all around Hermosa, who is one of the top fillies in Europe. And this horse had a wind operation. He's been off the scene for quite some time. But Pat Cosgrove, he's got a huge opinion of him. He said at the time when he went from that maiden to winning a Group 1, he said, we thought we could have had a superstar. He said, still think he could be anything. And based on that, he's right in the mix on Saturday.
Yeah, Royal Meeting. It's in the Moongar, race 8 and number
Moongar,
2.
Yes.
Good on you, mate. We'll chat tomorrow and get your tip in the Caulfield Cup.
Look forward to it, Andrew.